With God, nothing is impossible. Open Isaiah 59. Somebody help me read it. I'll be screening for us. Verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Are we there? Somebody here, the certainty that God answers prayers. That's what I want to show you. Certainty. God answers prayers. I believe the Bible. He said, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. Neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear. But see, the reason why some people, their prayers, God not the answer. Verse 2. He said, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. See what you do. Verse 3. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. One of the things you do with your finger is 419 computer, like phone call, text messages, your finger with like finger. And your hand with blood. Your lips, you call, have spoken lies. Your tongues have muttered perverseness. And with that same mouth, you want to approach God. Lies block your mouth, your voice. Heaven cannot hear the voice of a liar. I'm telling you, that's the truth. Heaven does not hear the voice of a liar. Why? He says sweet water and bitter water cannot come out of the same fountain. It is either bitter or it is sweet. It's true now. Your mouth has spoken perverseness. Perverse things. And things that don't edify come out of your mouth. Things that don't edify come out of your mouth. With that same mouth, you want to say, Lord, answer me. No matter what fasting you do, God does not hear prayer of sinners. When you come here like this and the mercy of God touch you, retain it. Praise God. Nobody locates this place by accident. God brought you here. And nobody comes here and remains the same if you do what we tell you to do. If you take heed to what we speak to you. That's the truth. This year will not end until your expectation come to pass in the name of Jesus. The person I'm speaking to has answered me, amen. Now, if you are not the one, always, anytime I speak anything and it don't concern you, just keep quiet. Let only those who the thing concern answer me, amen. Somebody here, this year will not end until your expectation this year come to pass. Amen. God wants to show somebody that there is a living God. Somebody's life will be repackaged. And your enemies will open mouth like this, say, huh? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's why for God to settle what separates man from him, sin, he sent the Lord Jesus Christ to shed his blood. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. If you have not been baptized, your sin is still upon you. You are wasting your time before God. A sister that called me. Sometimes when I make some statements, please, I don't intend to confuse you by those statements. I made a statement, I just left it blank, and from the question of that sister, I knew she was confused by my statement. Is the sister here today? Who? Are you? We spoke yesterday on phone. Okay. I hope I made it clear to you.
Yes.
You baptized in Christ's embassy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Praise God. But why did you leave Christ's embassy? How long were you there? Did you worship there?
Yeah, for years now.
For years? Yeah. Oh, you are still there?
No, I'm not there again because my husband directed me to this place. Before I told him that I don't like going to all this kind of church that they preach against trouser and so.
So
I don't like that bride of a thing. So I don't want to go there. So I don't know what make me to even come.
Come forward so that you don't understand. Come forward. Because of her. Yes, I hear you.
So I don't know what make me to even come. Before you know it, I fell in love with the church.
Fell in love with the church when they wear trousers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Before you know it, I said I don't. One day like that, I said I don't want to put on Yvonne again. I don't want. My husband was like, what is happening? Is that you? I said I don't know what happened to me. But
you just didn't like Yvonne again.
Yeah, and I'm someone that can even preach to you why we must wear trousers to church.
Hey.
I can even bring Bible and preach to you that you must wear it to church. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Because that's how you were taught.
Yeah.
But how has it become matter now?
That is what I don't understand.
You don't know. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. I never finished come. Not because of trousers I call you. Any woman will be Christian in this age. And you say your own Christianity, no risk as to how you should dress. We don't bother about you. God, everybody must go the way it's written of him. Anyway, I was telling you something. I don't want to confuse you. You baptize in Christ's embassy.
Yes, sir.
And Christ's embassy baptizes in the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
That's why. Why I made that statement over there is because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And it is sin that makes way for those demons to come and torment us. And if you go for deliverance and your sin is not remitted, that is not a deliverance. The root of every problem is sin. It's sin. Don't go at three symptoms. Go to the root, the cause.